It's The Bill Murphy Show. A daily one-on-one 30-minute interview featuring people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
And here's your digital broadcast for Friday, February 25th, 2011. It is Music Friday, once again brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack. Live original music on Wednesday nights, resuming in April. And of course, fresh Florida seafood and gigantic fishbowl drinks, all at Lulu's Bait Shack in Beach Place on A1A in the heart of Fort Lauderdale Beach. Music Friday is upon us, and we welcome to the studio, in person, the boys from Daybreak Embrace. And let me introduce these guys to you. All assembled here in the control room of the studio, we've got James, Kenny, and Gian. Say hi, guys.
What's
hi,
guys. Up? Hello.
There they are. All right, so we are, I really appreciate it, first of all, you guys coming in person. I love them. I get to see everybody face-to-face rather than over the phone, and we got a nice little intimate setup. We're going to have you guys play something live for us here, and also listen to a couple of tracks from your EP that has just been released just a couple of months ago, correct? It was just like last
November.
Okay, and how did that go?
It went really well, actually. We did two shows for the MMF, the Miami Music Festival, and on that same night we were able to showcase for Steve Robertson from Atlantic Records.
Yeah.
Yes, oh, okay.
So it was a great night for us.
Very, very cool. And so how did you get from... let's talk about how you got into this, having this EP made. Who wrote the songs? How did you guys get it all together? What's the whole, like, the whole story out of your... I know there's bios and all kinds of stories that we can look up and read the story, but let me hear it from your mouth. James, tell us the whole story about how you got these guys together and how it started.
Well, it really wasn't me. They kind of found me. They stuck a net out on the internet, and I answered an ad. Like I was trying to get a massage.
Was this a Craigslist deal?
Yes, it was.
Sure was. All right. Good old Craigslist.
So, yeah, you know, good old Craigslist. I found all kinds of different groups and projects, and I went and checked a lot of them out. And when I found these guys down in Miami, you know, they just had something that nobody else was offering. So I figured if I was going to do anything serious, these were going to be the guys that I did it with.
And are you writing material as well? So
I'm writing a lot of the lyrics and helping with the melodies and stuff, but it's really a joint effort.
And you guys, mm-hmm. Kenny and Gian, you guys sort of put it together. And so I'm just guessing that you guys did the main writing to begin with to get the songs off the ground?
Yeah. The songs predominantly are written by Gian and I when it comes to structure and things like that. And then... we had about 6 months of writing before.
More about a year.
Yeah, it was more about a year.
Nice.
Yeah, we were actually in another band, and it happened twice because we were in two bands where we found out that we actually had really, really good writing styles that just, you know, were really cohesive together. And then
they really feed off each other. You should see them write together. You know, I don't even get in on that mix. I just kind of let them go at it.
And, right.
You know, give me what you got when you guys are done. I don't want to have any part of it.
and so the songs that you had in place when James came on board,
originally what happened is the band that we were in prior to,
which was called
The Silent System.
Okay.
That band, it kind of just fizzled apart. And then we, you know, him and I were just in the room, you know, with we have a little recording studio in there, and we figured, you know what, let's just start writing. You know, we don't even know what's gonna happen, but let's just start writing. You know,
yeah, it was one of those moments where we're just looking at each other and we're like, okay, what do we do now?
Yeah.
I'm always wondering when you start a process like this, everybody ends up in some sort of a genre. Your music is classified as some sort of sub genre of alternative rock, and there's probably 20 different, you know, variations of that. Now, did you have an idea of what your genre was going to be when you started?
Absolutely
not. That's what I thought.
And you know, that was the best part, because we were just literally writing in a room. We had a little electronic Elise's kit, and you know, we just started writing music with no frame of reference or anything. We just like, okay, as long as we like it, it's good.
Yeah.
I guess my point was is that people don't set out to start a roots rock, acoustic alternative, you know, something genre. It just, whatever you write ends up becoming what it is.
And the funny thing is that like my style of writing is more experimental. And then Kenny's style, he's the more modern rock. I mean, like everything that I wrote, he makes it actually like commercially listenable, you know.
Right.
So that was the good balance between both our writings, you know.
And now we're going to listen to some of it so people can get an idea of that what this is that we're talking about. Is we're going to listen to some Daybreak Embrace. Now, when we listen to this, it has a hard edge to it, and being like talking to you, sort of like old guy talking to the kids now. You know, a lot of us are quick to judge it as being like an angry sort of thing when you hear that grit, that aggression in the music. But what you're saying is you've brought a sort of pop quality to it with more melody than maybe you would expect from music this hard.
You know, something a little more acceptable to, you know, your typical modern rock, active rock listener.
Right.
But with just a little heavier, a little more epic and big sounding. It was really what we went for, you know, like almost like a movie soundtrack.
Yeah, sure. I gotta
That's kind of what we were going for.
I got to say that we really, really honed in on that when we started working with Paul. Paul Trust, our producer for the EP, he was really able to get all of those sounds and make them be a cohesive, more listenable, accessible sound for everybody. Mm-hmm. So
he added a sound to it that you guys didn't really hear when you went in, and it just became bigger and bigger as you...
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, more listenable to just your modern rock listener.
What I like about all of us getting together, right, is like, you know, when we first started hanging out and getting to know each other, we were able to like look back at like all the influences we all have. Mm-hmm. And though a lot of them are commercially sound and a lot of them come from, you know, the mainstream, a lot of them come from a lot of different places as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hear a lot of that within our music because, you know, we don't like to consider ourselves the old guys.
Right. I see. I know.
In the
leave
the
that up
that
to me.
In the era that we're in right now, you know, we've got a lot of experience with, you know, a couple different era changes where we saw the industry take, you know, different turns, you know, the last 20 years.
Right.
So now we have all that influence. And, you know, at this point in our writing career, all that's going to show. And it does show within all of our music.
Now, I think I've heard a total of maybe 20 or 30 seconds of a couple of these tunes of yours. So I'm sort of going to sit down and absorb this with the listener and kind of hear it almost for the first time. And then we'll talk about what kind of influences are there. I know you probably don't like to do that and compare yourselves to, oh, you know, we're a mixture of this and that band.
We actually like people telling us what we sound like because don't even really know.
All right. Well, then I'll tell you what I think I hear after we hear this song here. How's that?
Good.
Yeah. All right. We'll sit back and enjoy this. This is Daybreak Embrace. This is Tomorrow Awaits. They're here in person. They're going to be performing live for us in just a few minutes, but first from their latest EP, it's Tomorrow Awaits on Music Friday. Tomorrow Awaits. That's Daybreak Embrace, Miami-based band. It is here in person for Music Friday today. Great stuff, man. Now, very, very heavy. Now, I know you want me to come up with some comparisons there.
No. Well, just to let you know, that is the heaviest track on EP. Uh-huh. It's kind of funny that we started out with that one, but...
Now, but heavy, but still, like you said, melodic, and it has a lot there. Okay, you know, it's like, and again, I hate to sound like the old guy again, but, you know, it's like, I hate when music like that, it sounds so great, and then it gets, to me, in my opinion, sort of ruined when the vocals are just screaming and just nothing but anger, nothing but angst, and nothing but screams.
Yeah, we're tired of that, too.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what we did not want in a singer, and that's the reason why.
We're the old guys, too. We're all like 90 years old.
Well, no, at least you're musical. You have musical sense.
We have 240 years worth of experience.
Well, you throw me into the mix. We're up to like 1,000 there. Okay, well... excellent. So Tomorrow Awaits. Now, again, you're going to ask me to make some comparisons. There are a few bands from the last decade or so that I can hear in there, but I can't come up with their names off the top of my head.
Definitely.
Because I'm just not that hip. But you know, I mean, if you want to go back to 90s, you were talking a little bit about 90s. There's a little bit of Godsmack in there, but not quite as mean. And there's a little bit of, you know, I don't know if you like this comparison, but there's a little Linkin Park going in there with a little bit of the...
We get that a lot.
Yeah,
we
yeah okay. Lot, yeah. There you go.
It's kind of touchy when you start putting electronics in your music.
Right. Well, and you don't have as much electronics in there. Now, what's going on with the drums there? You played all those drums live?
Right. Except for the pre-choruses. I'm such a big drum and bass fan that, you know, bands like Pendulum and Aphex Twin, and I just wanted to do like a different kind of pre-chorus, just... completely electronic.
Right.
And you know what? I just started playing some chords and with a little keyboard, we just, you know, I put the drum beat and whatever and you know, that was our pre-chorus. That's nice. What came out.
Add
you know?
A sub bass to it and you got the icing.
Yeah, yeah. Get an 808 on there.
Right. You know? The 808 will never die, yeah. Will it? No. That's awesome stuff. We're talking to Daybreak Embrace. These guys are going to get on. We're going to get them on the Lulu's Original Music Night stage one of these days when it resumes after April. They won't have it during spring break. There's too much other stuff going on during spring break to have the Original Music Night. But we will resume when spring break is over. So we'll make sure that we get you guys in there. Now, as an added treat on the show today, you guys agreed to come and set up and play something live. Now, unfortunately, we're missing one of the members of the band, right? But we need to give him a...
Yeah, our bass player is only here in spirit right now.
Well, you give him a shout out, make sure he's acknowledged.
Danny Arrieta, he's up in Daytona playing a show right now. So good luck tonight and tomorrow and whenever you're playing.
he's gonna be upset that he didn't get to be part of this. But, you know, we'll have him back when... What's your bass player's name?
Danny Arrieta.
Okay, so we'll have him back when you guys come in and do the show again before your gig at Lulu's. Now, what we're going to hear is sort of an unplugged, scaled-down version of the track that you're sort of presenting the EP with, your first single, I guess. Now, does the EP have an actual name, the EP itself?
The EP is actually called Tomorrow Always.
Which was this track.
Yeah, that was the title track.
Yeah.
Title track, not the single. I guess there's all kinds of differences.
All right, so
you guys pick what's the single.
So while we're setting up and while I'm getting all these levels adjusted for this song, tell us a little bit about 36, the origin of this song. I guess it's unusual already that it's a title that is just a number. What does the number mean?
Do we really want
to? Well, you know what?
You don't
as someone who actually wrote the song over top of the title actually took another meaning to me, considering the reason why I wrote the song in the first place. The actual number could take so many meanings on, you know, how many or how much or how old. You know, I'm not going to get into specifics, but it definitely takes a meaning on a totally different level.
I'm sorry I asked. This sounds a little more confusing than I bargained for.
The original meaning, it was actually, it was my fault. I was trying to count it and I counted it wrong. So I thought it was 3/6, then it'd be 6/4, you know?
He's talking about the beat.
Time signature.
And so
all that got omitted when we actually went to record it.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it just stayed 36. It stayed, you know, wrong, but whatever. It's all good. You know, more character.
All right. That's interesting enough to me. Yeah. All right. So here's the song that they're talking about. It's called 36. I got a couple of adjustments to make here to make sure you guys are ready to go. Let me turn this guitar on. And here it is, Daybreak Embrace on Music Friday with 36. Thank you.
hasn't been the same. Can she be worth the pain that just won't go? How did it end this way? There was no reason. So many things to say. When can he breathe again? Watching the memory fade with broken wings. If it's worth the regret, then my mind is set.
Thirty-six from Daybreak Embrace. Yes, live in the studio here in Bill Murphy Show's Music Friday. Man, really, really nice job, boys. That sounds great. Nice work.
Thank you very much.
Point out that James was the singer on that. We had Kenny on acoustic guitar, and Kenny and Gian playing
djembe.
What do you call it?
I got a djembe here.
A djembe and all the percussion there, cleverly played on different parts of it as well. Cool. And Gian and Kenny doing the backups on there as well. Right. And
I feel so naked doing that song like that.
Without the bass player?
Without the whole works.
With like three or four guitars all layered on top of each other and stuff.
You know, I have a confession. We actually put that together about 10 minutes before we got here.
Not really.
No, yeah. We've never done it like this before. So yeah, we'd run through it twice before we came here.
And you know, that's why it came out so great, because it's nice and organic and you guys just went for it and it's very cool. Yeah. And it's not all...
This is called winging it.
Contrived. And you know, winging it is as natural as it gets. Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about now the sound that you guys have in performing live. This is sort of a dynamic that goes on today. A trend seems to be, okay, here's a lot of bands struggle to try to capture the sound that they've got on their records live, and a lot of guys are resorting to helper tracks, extra guitars, extra backups, the whole
just like the one man band,
Ashley Simpson deal. Yeah. How much of that stuff is going on the live show?
We actually use it. We're working on a fourth song to do it on, but we do have backing tracks. We use it all from the original recordings from the EP. certain things like the keyboard parts and
anything electronic that we just can't reproduce live because we don't really have anybody to do it.
But yeah.
We have our trusty iPhone that actually is our backing track for our shows.
Yeah, I've done the same thing. I mean, I had we wanted to add acoustic guitar to one of our songs, so I just recorded all the acoustic guitar and I just take the phone out of my pocket, plug it into the board, and go. Now, I'm just I want to get into nuts and bolts of this kind of thing. When really the challenge when you do something like that is put on the drummer. Now the drummer has to keep track,
right?
Keep time with.
Yeah,
I
have a click track in my ear.
There's
so
a click track in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so I start the band off and as long as I'm keeping time, we're on the click.
Yeah,
the backing track works perfectly.
There's a cue on him to let him know when to start.
Right. So you have headphones on the whole time,
or right? Headphones,
just earbuds or headphones?
I'm using earbuds.
Okay,
I need some better ones, but
besides the point.
Yeah, that's besides the point. But
always improving.
Yeah,
because you don't want to fall off of that track at all. If you do, it could be a disaster.
Right. Yeah. As long as I hear that click, and it's at least loud enough to where it can sound over the band,
yeah,
I'm good. You know,
do you feel like any of the natural performance goes away with that? Do you feel like you're a little too structured and held on by a leash? I mean, not that you really want the tempo to stray that much,
right,
but if you want to match the energy of the show that you're on, now you got a song, you might want to pick it up just a little bit. Do you feel a little restricted sometimes
live? You have to hold yourself back anyway, because you know you're always wanting to speed up and you're always wanting to get excited for the people.
Yeah, you can't emotionally play.
Yeah, right. So,
unfortunately,
a lot of the times it's actually better for us to have the click track and have the backing track because it keeps us solid and it
takes the guesswork out.
Where we need to be.
Very, very cool. All right, well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so then there's no shortcoming as far you guys have managed to make it to where you can have every sound coming out of that.
Well, that
stage
was the fun part, because we're using the actual tracks from the recording.
Right.
So
right.
Kenny had to spend hours and hours and hours upon
deciphering the way Paul put together his session. That was
right.
Yeah, it was probably murder, I'm sure.
And then basically you just make a nice, what, a mono mix of all the tracks that you're going to use, and
correct,
just run that with a click on one side, mm-hmm, and the mono on the other.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What all I right. do is I'll throw the click on one side and then put the mono on the other side, and what we'll do is we'll put that whole mix to the mixer, but we'll split it so that Gion gets just the click.
But he could also have the tracks in his monitor as well.
A little bit.
Which I haven't yet, so it kind of sucks because I don't get to hear how we sound live.
One of these days I'll get it for you.
Unless somebody gets a really good recording of it on location.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But it's a lot of fun, and it brings that part when you record an album. It brings that part that's really hard to bring to a live scenario, and people can actually hear our vision. Rather than just hearing a certain part of it,
And I think we really want to bring 10 members in to recreate every little note and everything that we did in the recording, or even more. But at this stage in the game, it's so hard to bring more members in and have to worry about.
And besides, then how would you guys make money?
Yeah,
who's making money? Are you guys making money? You didn't tell me. I didn't know anything about this.
I didn't know I was making money either.
I want to raise.
It's a labor of love. You don't make any money in this business. Okay, so this is Daybreak Embrace. We're gonna listen to one more tune from them, and then we'll find out where you guys are playing, where people can see you, and urge people to go out and get the EP and all the places that you can find them online and find their music. Tell me a little bit about Suffocate, this last song that we're going
to
play.
Suffocate is something that's pretty close to me lyrically. It was just kind of looking around at the world and the war and everything that we're, have our hands in. And, it just made me just not want to give up, but just, man, the frustration of just wanting to just tell everybody, just stop, just chill, just, you know what, let's just give it all up and live our own lives and not worry about one another. But you'll hear it in the song. It's called Suffocate because it's almost as though the whole world is suffocating you. So
nicely done, man. Singing about the times, man. That's very cool. You guys are politically driven as well. It's Suffocate, Daybreak Embrace on Music Friday.
Take it.
Break Embrace, and that's Suffocate on Music Friday, as these boys have come in and performed live. A beautiful job done of playing your song 36. We really enjoyed that, and Suffocate sounds really, really strong as well, man. This it's so cool of you guys to come out and share your music with us, and you know, help spread the word of the local music community around, like I'm trying to do. And again, it's a pleasure to have you guys here in person. James, Kenny, and Gian. Okay, now we need to tell everybody where they can see you play. This is airing on Friday, February 25th. So is there anything going on like in the immediate future?
Well, the immediate future, what we have going on is a spring break show down at Beach Place, same as Lulu's. And it's going to be on March 11th. We're going to do a show with a band from Miami called Artificial.
Nice. So are they going to set you up outside by Beach Place?
No, it's on the third floor at the Big Kahuna.
Right. Okay.
We just did a show there a few weeks ago, and I really like the place. It's got a really nice stage, and you know, it's got a good feel to it, yeah.
So it's Big Kahuna on March 11th. Boy, there'll be a lot of people there.
I'm thinking so.
From all over.
We're going to have hot bod contests. We got UFC fighters doing something in the back. I don't know. So it should be a crazy time. We're going to try to make it spring break crazy. So
that whole area is just going to be a zoo for like the next month down there. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to it.
And then we're definitely going to get you guys in on a future edition of Lulu's Original Music Night on one of these upcoming Wednesday nights in April. So everybody be on the lookout for that. Check the Lulu's Bait Shack website, their Facebook page, the Bill Murphy Show Facebook page as well for details on that. Now, the record, the EP that you guys did, it is called Tomorrow Awaits. It has six songs on it?
It's five songs.
Okay. And so... On that note, when you guys do your first full length, are you going to include any tunes from that one on there, or are you just going to start from scratch?
We don't know.
It's going to depend.
It really depends, you know, on what the label would want.
Well,
and
what kind of feedback we get for these songs. Yeah. If they're really taken off, then we can't deny them.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Exactly. And if you can get to put them on that stage with the rest of that record, that'd be fine. So people can find that at all the usual places, iTunes, CD Baby, all that?
Yeah, iTunes, CD Baby, DigStation.com, Amazon MP3. We're on Last.fm if you prefer to listen to music that way. We'll be on Pandora within the next 4 months. And
you've been kind enough to share your music with everybody today. So, you know, everybody can rewind and listen to those two songs over and over again on this. And you got a special unplugged version. And I really, again, thank you guys, because you weren't kidding around. You basically just put that special edition of...
And just so you know, that's the first unplugged that you will ever hear.
History is made once again on Music Friday on the Bill Murphy Show. It's it's really cool. And you guys did really just throw that together for this. And so I feel honored to have it on there. So that's an exclusive. So your fans there got an extra track from you today for that. So anybody that's new to the band, you can check them out on iTunes. I highly recommend them. Break Embrace, out of Miami, making South Florida proud. Look for them at a future edition of Lulu's.
Also daybreakembrace.com. That will take you straight to our Facebook page, and we're also on Twitter, so you can
friend us.
Have you guys abandoned
we need more friends.
Have you abandoned MySpace yet? MySpace is definitely on the way out,
right? Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you for Facebook. That's awesome. So great job. Thanks again, guys. James, Kenny.
Thank you, Gian.
We'll look forward to seeing you guys live at Lulu's real soon. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. And go ahead and rewind and listen to those songs once again, absolutely free right here.
Thanks, Bill. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks again, guys, for coming in. New show for you Monday. And, of course, another new edition of Music Friday next Friday right here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Catch you back here on Monday.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's MURPH@BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.